Step 8. Use the best ad format for your web page. Ads can be placed on your web pages using several methods. Some examples are the following styles of ads. 1. Leaderboards, 728 by 90 displays 3 lines of text, shows up to 24 ads on a page, horizontally. 2. Banner, 468 by 60 displays 3 lines of text, shows up to 4 ads on a page, horizontally. 3. Skyscraper, 120x600 displays 4 lines of text, shows up to 4 ads on a page, horizontally. 4. Medium rectangle, 300 by 250 displays 2 lines of text, shows up to 4 ads per page. Research has shown the best format for ads to maximize click-throughs are 336 by 280 rectangles. The next best size is 300 by 250. Banner are the worst ads to show on a site, and the tall thin ads don't fit well on a page because they are usually on the left or the right. The best placement of ads on a page is in the center, right in the user's line of vision. You have to put the ads in their face to maximize the effect of click-throughs by users. The best size ad to use is the 336 by 280 rectangle, or if space yada premium, use the 300 by 250 rectangle. Step 9. Make sure that the ad block is positioned properly. Where you have the ad located on your web page affects how often users will click on it. Ads should be as close to the top and the middle as possible. Internet users look to the center of the page to find information. If your ad is placed down the sides, it will often be overlooked. People who use your web page because of a keyword search are generally looking for specific information. Having the ad placed front and center will get their attention, whereas ads on the side will not. Place the large rectangle ads just above the content, not in the right or left-hand columns. Step 10. Choose the best colors for your ads. Google AdSense offers advice for publishers as to the color of the ads on their web pages. They allow you to customize your ad colors. They have a variety of custom palettes, or you can choose from over 21 predefined combinations. The recommendation from Google for using custom palettes is to have the background of the ads the same color or color similar to the background color of the page. Have the border of the ad a color that is predominant on the page. Have the title of the ad a color that is similar to the color of the text on the page. Have the URL of the ad a color similar to other links on the page. 4 different color palettes can be rotated at a time to add freshness and variety to the ads. Statistics show that navy blue color works best as a link. The color of the URL should not stand out on the page. The top ranking color for URLs is dark gray. It does not mask the advertiser URL, even though light grays do the same thing. For some reason, lighter grays do not work as well as dark gray. Avoid unconventional colors for URLs. Blue is actually considered a non-stimulating color, and some publishers say it can actually have a negative effect on purchasing or deciding to click through. Blue is considered by many to be sleep-inducing, and is the worst choice if you are interested in a call to action. Sometimes if the effect you want is calming, blue can be integrated effectively. Some examples might be a motel road sign, a relaxing vacation ad, a funeral ad, or dental office, for the calming effect to alleviate fear. These are not the effects you want to have on your website if you want to generate revenue through the ads. Blue links, on the other hand, increase click-throughs, especially on a white background. Contrast is of almost equal importance for effectiveness and readability. Each color has a light reflective value, or LRV, which is easier to determine when converted to grayscale. Black equals 0 LRV. White equals 100 LRV. Your contrast is measured by subtracting one from the other, so black letters on white have the theoretical best contrast with a score of 100. Red 20, on purple 10 would have a contrast value of only 10, making it nearly unreadable. The only true light colors are shades of yellow, and shades of white, all pastels. All other colors should be considered darks from a contrast perspective. When starting out with placing ads on your web pages, the best advice is to experiment until you find a combination that works for you. Research and statistics have shown the default layout provided by Google AdSense is not the best option. Following these guidelines will result in Google being able to place ads relevant to your website on all the web pages. If Google cannot crawl or understand the content on any of your pages, public service announcements may be placed there and you will not receive any money for click thrust to these ads. Step 11. Don't try to cheat your way to a higher revenue. Many publishers have tried to increase their revenue from Google AdSense by clicking on ads on their own website or using software which automatically repeats clicks. Such attempts to gain more money from the ads displayed on your web pages is fraudulent and will result in the automatic cancellation of your account. Google has engineers who can detect this type of fraud. By trying to spam your way to extra money won't work out. You will get kicked out of the program and you won't make any money at all. Prohibited methods of clicking include repeated manual clicks, use of robots, automated clicking tools, deceptive software, clicking on your own ads. Legitimate clicks are those that are generated as the result of a user to your site clicking on one or more ads on various pages. You do not need to click any ads on your site to see if they work. AdSense specialists review ads to verify that they are working and lead to valid websites. Tips for placing ads on your web pages. Google's ability to target ads to your site depends on the content of your pages and the structure of your site. Google offers some basic guidelines to follow to optimize your site for the most relevant ads. Ads should be placed on pages that are predominantly made up of text. It is the text of the page that determines the context of the page for relevant ads. Images, icons, and pictures do not count as pages that can contain ads. If a page contains a robots.txt file, it needs to be removed, or if this is not possible, the following two lines must be added to allow the Google Content Bot to crawl your site. User Agent Media Partners, Google. Disallow. If any page on your website contains frames, select the Framed Page checkbox when you are generating the ad layout code for that page. Ads should not be placed on pages that require a login. Ads should be placed on pages where the content does not frequently change. Show ads on the section of the page that is visible to users without having to scroll down. This makes the ad readily available to the visitors and enhances the opportunity for clicks. Try different formats for each content page of your site. Try using different ad formats to complement the layout of each page. Google offers samples of ad formats for AdSense publishers to choose from. Customize your colors. Allow Google to crawl your site in order to target relevant ads to each page. Place the AdSense code within the frame containing content, if there are any frames on your page. If an ad code is placed in an empty frame or a frame that doesn't contain any text, Google will not be able to gather content and target any relevant and money-making ads to the page. Do not overload your pages with clutter. Statistics show that visitors to a site scan the first page. If it is cluttered or not easy to navigate through, they will not go any farther. Use channels to track performance. Group your pages into channels to see how one domain is performing as opposed to another. This way you can see which layout and color combination is working better than others, and it will help you maximize your revenue on all pages. Checking your earnings with AdSense. You can review how much money you are earning from the ads displayed on your pages at any time by logging into your Google AdSense account and clicking the Reports tab. Here you will see the total number of pages, the ad clicks, the click-through rate, and your total earnings. Since the money you earn through AdSense depends entirely on the content of your site, you may or may not have any earnings. If the ads that are displayed are public service announcements, you will not receive any earnings from clicks to these ads. Google does not guarantee you any earnings. Google will mail you a check for your click thrust approximately 30 days after the end of each month if your earnings total $100 or more. If your earnings do not total $100, you will not receive payment until they do. If they do not total $100 throughout the year, you will not receive payment until 30 days after the end of each year. This is a good incentive to optimize your website to maximize the earnings that are possible from using Google AdSense. The more click-throughs you get, the more money you earn. Even if you only get enough to cover the cost of your web hosting fees, it is still money you received without working for it. Having accounts with other ad advertisers. The old saying, "Don't put all your eggs in the same basket," applies to ads on your site. You can participate in other ad programs, but you are not permitted to display Google Ads on web pages containing competing ads. This includes all content-targeted ads as well as text-based ads. Text-based ads are ads that copy Google Ads or that may appear to be associated with Google Ads on other pages of your site. Affiliate or limited text links are not permitted either. None of the ads from other programs can contain any advertisements in common with another ad unit. You cannot, however, sign up for more than one Google AdSense account using web search and site search to maximize earnings. Web search is a service for website owners who wish to provide search options for visitors to their website, directly from any web page. Web search result pages use Google's search to provide relevant results, and these search results are customized to fit with the theme of your website. Results pages also contain Google Ads targeted to the user's query, and this helps to increase your revenue as well. If you wish to add web search to your site, fill out the online application. If your application is approved, Google will provide you with the necessary code to insert into your web pages to generate the web search box wherever you want it located on your page. The same application approves you for both AdSense and web search, and you can decide to use a combination of the two programs. Web search is also free, and Google pays you for valid clicks on the search results pages. Site search is an optional element of web search that allows visitors to your website to search within your pages. The results from site search earn you money when users click on any of the ads displayed on these pages. Site search can only search the pages of your website that have been added to Google's search index. Conclusion. I hope you enjoyed reading the information in this ebook. This will help you get started with Google AdSense and on your way to generating additional revenue for your website. Keep in mind that the more pages you put AdSense on, the more profit you stand to make.